Planet Music. This is Q Radio, 11:30 with Robbie Williams, and She's the One. So, Simon, quite a lot, as we talked about earlier on in the Olympics last night, a late night for a lot of us, and that stayed up to watch it.
Plenty, yes, plenty happening in the Olympics, plenty happening in football, Premier League, and the Danske Bank Premiership as well, so plenty happening at Leicester. Big story yesterday, Leicester losing their opening game of the new season. It's the first time it's happened to the defending champions. They lost to Hull 2-1, away to Hull yesterday, so that's a massive upset. And Gary Lineker presenting in his
fair
underpants.
Play. Fair play to
Gary
Lineker.
Yes, last night.
For people that don't know the story behind that, just give us a quick recap on it.
Yeah, so basically last year in the middle of the season, Gary Lineker said he would present in his underpants if Leicester were to win the title. They did win the title, and he stuck to his word last night.
He
came on and presented in his boxers.
See, that's why you should never make a bet, isn't it?
Yes, good effort.
That's why you should never ever make a bet, because things like that. Fair play to him, actually. Yes. He was getting a bit of abuse and the usual people on social media, on Twitter in particular, saying those weren't your pants. He said you were going to be doing the pants. He was wearing like a boxer short sort of thing. And he said, I said I would do it in my underwear, and that's exactly what it done. Which, you know what? Fair play to him.
It was accurate. Yep. Stop
absolutely. So what's happening today then? Of course, Liverpool.
Two big matches, yes. Arsenal-Liverpool at 4 o'clock, Arsene Wenger says. It's not the easiest tie to start with, but before that, Man United are away to Bournemouth. That's at 1:30. Jose Mourinho's first Premier League game in charge of United.
It'll be interesting to see if all the chat and all the stuff that he's been saying over the last number of weeks and the different ways that he's going to be doing things.
Oh, of course. Absolutely, yes. It'll be interesting. All eyes will be on formation today, how different players will be playing in positions, and just the energy he might bring to the side.
Yeah. We said yesterday when we were chatting that, about Alex Ferguson.
Yes.
He still goes into work, 9 to 5.
Still watching on.
I wonder what he thinks of what's going to happen. Do you know what? I think it'll be all right. I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
What's your predictions?
For the season?
Yeah, for the United match today, sorry.
United match, I think they'll win. I think they'll win away to Bournemouth. I think it might take Jose a few games to get into what he wants to get into in terms of his stride and the dynamic he wants to form with the team, but I think they'll win today.
Okay. What else?
Well, in terms of the Danske Bank Premiership, of course, Premier League and Danske Bank all this weekend. Crusaders, they were held to a scoreless draw last night with Linfield, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. They're levelling points with newly promoted Ards. So the new boys in different leagues, obviously with Hull in the Premier League and Ards in the Danske Bank Premiership, doing reasonably well. Linfield were down to 10 men, but still managed to draw with the Crews. Glenavon are also levelling points with the Crews. They snatched a late 3-2 home win against Cliftonville. So plenty happening there. Dungannon were 4-0 winners against Coleraine, so some big results there.
Okay, I'm going to chat a little bit more about the Olympics in the next hour as well, because quite a lot of stuff happening, and just a recap on last night as well, because it was truly splendid last night. This is Ollie, and You Don't Know Love. Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Gareth.